Now turn to part 3, questions 14 to 19. You will hear the presenter of a travel program talking about a coach tour of Tasmania. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
And while you're in Australia, you can do a 5-day coach trip to Tasmania. Tasmania is an island off the south coast, which is famous for its natural beauty. Now, I strongly advise you all to find out about its history before you do the trip, because if you do that, you'll be able to understand the people of Tasmania better. I booked a round trip which started in the capital, Hobart, in the south and ended in the northwest. Now, if you want a double room, the cost of the tour is £285 for each person. But for a single room, you pay £320. That's what I paid, and I thought it was really good value. It included transport, accommodation and meals, but not drinks, which you have to buy separately. Hobart, the main city, is full of markets and beautiful gardens, but it's a good idea to use the first morning to look at the port. You can even go on a boat trip. After lunch, go and see some of the galleries and museums. There are beautiful things on display. On the second day, the coach went to the west coast. On the way, I saw Australia's deepest lake, Lake St. Clair, and some really spectacular landscape. And make sure you see the fishing village. For me, it was the best part of the day. On the third day, I travelled east to Cradle Mountain. On the way, I had the chance to go on a cruise on the Gordon River. And I was also able to enjoy the countryside. You can go walking or cycling, but I suggest you go horse riding, which is just wonderful. On the fourth day, the coach heads towards the north coast, and that's the end of the tour. But you'll want to go back to Tasmania.
Now listen again.
And while you're in Australia, you can do a 5-day coach trip to Tasmania. Tasmania is an island off the south coast, which is famous for its natural beauty. Now, I strongly advise you all to find out about its history before you do the trip, because if you do that, you'll be able to understand the people of Tasmania better. I booked a round trip which started in the capital, Hobart, in the south and ended in the northwest. Now, if you want a double room, the cost of the tour is £285 for each person. But for a single room, you pay £320. That's what I paid, and I thought it was really good value. It included transport, accommodation and meals, but not drinks, which you have to buy separately. Hobart, the main city, is full of markets and beautiful gardens, but it's a good idea to use the first morning to look at the port. You can even go on a boat trip. After lunch, go and see some of the galleries and museums. There are beautiful things on display. On the second day, the coach went to the west coast. On the way, I saw Australia's deepest lake, Lake St. Clair, and some really spectacular landscape. And make sure you see the fishing village. For me, it was the best part of the day. On the third day, I travelled east to Cradle Mountain. On the way, I had the chance to go on a cruise on the Gordon River. And I was also able to enjoy the countryside. You can go walking or cycling, but I suggest you go horse riding, which is just wonderful. On the fourth day, the coach heads towards the north coast, and that's the end of the tour. But you'll want to go back to Tasmania.
That is the end of part 3.